learned something, and the two very different men who taught me how. It took a long time to write. It took me to churches and synagogues, to the suburbs and the city, to the us versus them that divides faith around the world. And finally, it took me home, to a sanctuary filled with people, to a casket made of pine, to a pulpit that was empty. In the beginning, there was a question. It became a last request. Will you do my eulogy? And, as is often the case with faith, I thought I was being asked a favor, when in fact, I was being given one. Spring. It is 1965, and my father drops me off at Saturday morning services. You should go, he tells me. I am 7, too young to ask the obvious question, why should I go and he shouldn't? Instead, I do as I am told, entering the temple, walking down a long corridor, and turning toward the small sanctuary where the children's services are held. I wear a white short-sleeved shirt and a clip-on tie. I pull open the wooden door. Toddlers are on the floor. Third-grade boys are yawning. Sixth-grade girls wear black cotton leotards, slouching and whispering. I grab a prayer book. The seats in back are taken, so I choose one up front. Suddenly, the door swings open and the room goes silent. The man of God steps in.